Coming up next, a frequent contributor and good friend on the Nerd Logs, Sawyer Heppes.
I always appreciate an entrance that's basically a semen joke.
There's no basically about it.
Yeah. Well, for the guy that doesn't get it, I suppose. And we're all caught up. Guys, I had a concussion a little while ago, so if I do anything tapioca, let me know. I was working on that bit all week, and I'm like, don't fuck it up. Because it's gold. But it's funny that Geiger's isn't too far off from mine in some senses, because a little while ago, I felt like I was going through some existential stuff. I feel like as an actor or an artist of any kind, you're just constantly going through these existential journeys, wondering what you're doing, how you're going to eat tonight, where you're going to be, what's going on, you know, why am I still single, all of these things, except for those that aren't single, and fuck you guys. About, I think, a month ago now, at this point, I was hit by a car walking along Broadway over to the Wilson area. I remember about within that 48-hour period, I was going through all these things. It was just like, oh, my job. It's a great job, but it's boring. I hate this. I'm not acting. I'm not going out auditioning. I was fighting with my parents. All of these things. Next thing I knew, I woke up in the emergency room. The last thing I remember was leaving my apartment and saying to my roommate, hey, I gotta run out. I will be back later. I was not back later. I was actually going to meet a friend to reserve a space for a fundraiser. Keep your calendars open for November 16th, Other World Theaters, doing a fundraiser. Shameless plug. I never made it there. And what made things even worse was around that time, my phone was completely on the fritz. It was just constantly like turning itself off and on. Sometimes it just wouldn't even turn on. So I just didn't even bring it with me. And so my roommate hadn't heard from me for hours. The person I was going to meet at the space thought I had flaked. And as a person who like texts every step of the way of where I am, because I hate being late for things, that drove me nuts. That I had no power to communicate this. I live my life in a sense, despite its like messiness. I try to be a little bit of a control freak. Like I hate having things that are out of my power. I sit there and dwell about things that I can't change or fix. And this might have been the worst case of that for me because I didn't have any consciousness of it. The closest I had was it felt like I was in having a nightmare. In the ER, like I remember kicking and screaming and fighting all these people, and I woke up and I was like, oh, that's why that dream seemed so freaking real. And this was like a worst case scenario for me because that's probably like one of the epitome of not being able to do anything. Like I have no memory, I can't even sit here and regret any parts of the decisions I made. You know, I don't even know if I was jaywalking or what happened, if I was doing something completely stupid. I don't even know if it is my fault. And even though people say, sure, the person hits you, but we've all been driving a car where someone darts out in front of you and you have no time to react. So it could solely lie with me. I don't know. But it's going to sound a little cliche, but when that week going back, as much as it sucked, the headaches, all the stuff, the baggage that came with it, I saw how many people that I am lucky to have in my life. How many wonderful, beautiful, caring people. The Nerdalog sent me flowers. Eric Garneau bought me a bunch of comic books. I had some of my closest friends were waiting in the emergency room, just waiting to hear something. And the nurses were doing a very poor job of conveying the fact that I was alive. If anyone in here is a nurse or knows anyone that has any affiliation that makes that call, when you call their parents, first thing you say is they're alive. You don't beat around the fucking bush. But my parents drove for like 12 hours overnight just to come out here and help take care of me and get everything in order. And I'll tell you the one thing that really, really was made it all just wonderful was the hugs afterwards have never felt better. And I mean that with the utmost sincerity. I've gotten some of the best hugs from people the first time I saw them afterwards. And it felt nice. I kind of got up here thinking that this is about not having any other options. That when you're out of options, nothing you can do, nothing you can find. And I've always sat there and believed that there is another option. And this is the one time I think that having no option, the only choice to make, is a good thing. Because all those people that care about me and that were here, that's the reason I have to keep doing it. Because if I just give up because of things, what would that mean, that these people coming around and those hugs would mean absolutely nothing? So take it as it is. I know I'm not saying everyone should go get hit by a car. But even sometimes, maybe, that's between you and whoever that is. But sometimes the only option is to keep pushing forward, to do the things that you enjoy doing. Like Chris Geiger said, even if it doesn't seem like it's there and it doesn't seem like it's the most logical choice, it's what you got to do. I once again can't stress enough how good it is to see you guys and to be up here right now, because I still consider myself very lucky, all things considered. So thank you guys.
Yeah. That was scary, dude. We're all psyched that you're doing well, obviously. No tapioca shit going on during that monologue.